In the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodar and daily recite the prayer known as Damodar Ashtaka, which was spoken by the sage Satyavrata and which attracts Lord Damodar. From Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas 2.16.198.
To the Supreme Lord, whose form embodies eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings swing to and fro, who shines beautifully in gold, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, quickly ran from the grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, and who was finally caught from behind by her, but ran faster than he. To the Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
Upon seeing his mother's stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his quick breathing shook the strad of pearls on his neck, which bore three lines like the conch shell. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound with the ropes of his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances.
With these super excellent childhood pastimes, Lord Krishna drowned the residents of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. In this way, he declared to those absorbed in knowledge of his majesty and opulence, I am conquered only by my pure loving devotees. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times.
O Lord, though you can award all kinds of benedictions, I pray to you neither for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor for the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor for any other such boon. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Balagopa in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what use do I have for any other boon besides this?
O Lord, again and again, Mother Yashoda kisses your face, lotus face, which is framed by locks of soft black hair, tinged with red and dyed by your lips, colored red like the bimba fruit. May this vision of your lotus face ever be manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are no use to me.
O Supreme Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances to you, O Damodara, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master. O Lord, be pleased upon me. Shower me with your merciful glances and deliver this poor, ignorant fool, immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows, and become visible to my eyes.
O Lord Damodar, as baby tied to a grinding mortar, you delivered Kuvera's two sons from the curse of Narada and made them into great devotees. In the same way, please give me pure loving devotion for you. I long for this alone and have no desire for any kind of liberation.
O Lord Damodar, obeisances unto the brilliantly effulgent rope binding your belly. Obeisances unto your belly, the abode of the entire universe. Obeisances unto your dear most beloved Srimati Radharani. And obeisances unto you, O Lord, who display unlimited pastimes.
Jai, Shishi Radha Damodar Ki Jai. So, comments about the song, realizations, any discussion of some of the verses? These songs are so wonderful that you can talk about them endlessly.
I just love the overall mood of this song and how it's... I think a realization came to me the other night when we were off. It's not that we do our devotional service so that we get anything, but that the devotional service itself is what we get. It's like a saying that the reward of patience is patience. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the reward of serving Krishna is serving Krishna. That it is super sweet and it's super excellent. It's beyond anything that we could gain or have or do in this world. And it in itself is our gift. And just the mood of, you know, having Krishna in our mind, you know, as a little baby, and how beautiful and how cute he is and everything that he does, it really helps every aspect of life, every task we have to do, that much sweeter. So
that's a very nice realization, more than one nice realization. It's this sense that sometimes in the beginning of religion, people think, I'll be good, and then what's my reward? I'll be rewarded, and I'll do this, and then I'll be rewarded. I did this, that's the fruit of mentality. I did this, and then it's injustice. I did this, and I didn't get my reward. I'm entitled to. And actually, later we start to think that if we don't do this, that's our punishment. Not that if we don't do this, we will be punished, but if we don't do it, that's our punishment. If we didn't do it nicely, our reward is that we're pleasing the spiritual master, or the reward is that we're pleasing Krishna. That's the mood of the surrendered devotee, and that if we don't please Krishna, that is punishment. More than what they say for the pure devotee, then Krishna wants it, even if it tastes like poison, he accepts it like nectar. And if Krishna doesn't want it, even if it tastes like nectar, he accepts it like poison. But then there's no longer any possibility of that fruit of mentality. If I do this, I'll get some nectar. But rather, if what we're doing is to please Krishna, that itself is the nectar. And that's the phase of actual, that's the nature of real love. And especially these childhood pastimes of Krishna are so important. And I like this verse about, with these super excellent childhood pastimes, Lord Krishna drowned the residents of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. In this way, he declared to those absorbed in knowledge of his majesty and opulence, I am conquered only by my pure loving devotees. With great love, I offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. So this one part of the mood of this song that is declaring that the pastimes of Braja are superior to the pastimes of Vaikuntha or to the pastimes of any other pastimes. That, you know, Krishna agrees to be bound. He agrees to be bound and controlled by the devotees who forget his opulence and majesty. Those who worship him in opulence and majesty, he agrees to rule them, you know. He agrees to accept their service as their as the majestic, opulent lord and king. And he allows them to engage in his service and then, you know, bask, share with him his abode and the, you know. But he doesn't become their, he doesn't become bound to do what they say. That he accepts when in the sweet pastimes, where the devotees forget his opulence and think of him as dependent, think of him as needing to be, like Mother Yashoda thinks he needs to be chastised. He likes that. He likes that thousands of times more, and he agrees for those devotees that to let them chastise him, bind him up. He can't ever be separated from those devotees. It's a special majesty of Vrindavan, that it's not majestical in this sort of awe and reverence, but it's this very intimate and sweet, and yet Krishna comes under the control, special control of those devotees who love him in that way, forgetting his opulence and loving him in sweetness. Braja Kishori, any comments on this song?
In my personal experience, I do know that by being with devotees and by singing, well, I don't like to say songs because it's more impersonal. It's very impersonal, just any song. These are realizations of pure devotees. They've seen it. So it's easier for us to accept something that one already realized rather than go to that platform and realize it ourselves. So for me, I really enjoy chanting these realizations because it helps me even a little bit by taste what they've realized. And it's much more than what I can achieve just on a regular basis by myself.
Okay, thank you. So I guess we're ready for the Srimad Bhagavatam part of our program today. We have to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam verses starting in the Meyer Lemon. And what time is it? I can't see that clock. 9:15. Why don't we do the English as well today? So we'll do Sanskrit then English all the way through. Sutta uvacha narayanang namaskritya narang chaiva narottamam deving sarasvating yasang tato jayam mudirayat. Srila Sutta Goswami said, before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvang yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. Shrinvatang swakata krishnaha punya shravana kirtanaha hridyantaksto hibadrani vidhunoti suhritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard. Heard and chanted. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityang bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Tada rajastamo bhavaha kamalo bhadayascha ye cheta etayara navidhang stitang sat
sattva prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Evang prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Pidyate hridaya grantish chidyante sarva sangshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, on all misgivings are cut to pieces, the chain of fruit of actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Ete chang shakalak pungshaha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulang lokang mridayanti yuge yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. Idang bhagavatang nama puranang brahma sammitam uttama shloka charitang chakara bhagavan rishihi nikshreyasaya lokasya dhanyang swastyayanang mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Krishne svadhamo pagate dharma gyanaripiksaha kalau nashta drishamesha puranarko dunoditaha. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Tasmin sva ashrame vyaso badari shandamandite asino pa upasprishya pranidatya manak swayam. In that place, Srila Vyasadeva, in his own ashrama, which was surrounded by berry trees, sat down to meditate after touching water for purification. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranahite male apashyat purushang purnang mayang chattadapashrayam. Thus he fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in devotional service, bhakti yoga, without any tinge of materialism, and thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control. Yaya sammohito jiva atmanang trigunatmakam paropi manute nartang tatkritang chapipadyate. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. Anarto pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre satvata samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotion service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Suta uvacha atmaramas chamunayo nirgranta apyurukrame kurvantyahaitu king bhaktim iting puta guno harihi. All different varieties of atmaramas, those who take pleasure in atma, or spirit self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, through freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service under the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Ahamevasame Vagre Nanyad Yad Sarasat Param Paschadahang Yadetacha Yo Vishisheta Sosmyaham. The personality of Godhead said, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Ritertang yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyadatmano mayang yata paso yata tamaha. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in dark. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu chabacheshvanu pravishtani apravishtani tatateshu nateshvaham. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. Itavareva jignasam tatva jignasunatmanaha anvayavyatirekabhyang yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. A person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly.
Anvayavyatirekabhyang. Directly and indirect.
Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. First Canto, Chapter 10. Today we're on Text 31, and because it has no purport, we'll also read Text 32. But let's chant Text 31. Evang vidhaha kadantinam. Evang vidhaha kadantinam. Sa giraha purayoshitam. Sa girah purayoshitam. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Sasmitena yayao harihi. Sasmitena yayao harihi. Evang vidhaganadhinam. I did that wrong. Evang vidhagadantinam. Sagirak pura yoshitam. Nirikshanena nabhinandan. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Sasmitena yayao harihi. Evang vidhagadantinam. Sagirak pura yoshitam. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Sasmitena yayao harihi. Evang vidhagadantinam. Sagirak pura yoshitam. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Sasmitena yayao harihi. Evang vidhagadantinam. Sagirak pura yoshitam. Nirikshanena abhinandan. Sasmitena yayao harihi.
Eva vidha ganantinam.
Evang vidha gadantinam.
Sagriha pura yoshitam.
Sagiraha pura yoshitam.
Niriksena pinandandan.
Nirikshanena pinandan.
Sasitena yayo harihi.
Sasmitena yayo harihi. Evang vidhaha. In this way, gadantinam. Thus praying and talking about him. Saha, he, the Lord. Giraha, of words. Purayoshitam, of the ladies of the capital. Nirikshanena, by his grace of glancing over them. Abhinandan, and greeting them. Sasmitena, with a smiling face. Yayao, departed. Harihi, the personality of Godhead. Translation. While the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur were greeting him and talking in this way, the Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings, and casting the grace of his glance over them, he departed from the city. Please repeat. While the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur were greeting him and talking in this way, the Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings.
The Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings.
Casting the grace of his glance over them,
he departed from the city.
And now we'll, because there's no purport, we'll read the next text. Ajata Shatru Pritanang.
Ajata Shatru Pritanang.
Gopitaya Madhu Dvishaha.
Gopitaya Madhu
Parepyak. Shankitak snehat
Paribuya shankita seha
Prayungta chaturanginim
Prayungta chatur
agin. Text number 32. Maharaj Yudhishthir, although no one's enemy, engaged four divisions of defense, horse, elephant, chariot and army, to accompany Lord Krishna, the enemy of the asuras, demons. The Maharaj did this because of the enemy and also out of affection for the Lord, purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Natural defensive measures are horses and elephants combined with chariots and men. Horses and elephants are trained to move in any parts of the hills or forests and plains. The charioteers could fight with many horses and elephants by the strength of powerful arrows, even up to the standard of the Brahmastra, similar to modern atomic weapons. Maharaj Yudhishthir knew well that Krishna is everyone's friend and well-wisher, and yet there were asuras who were by nature envious of the Lord. So out of fear of attack from others and out of affection also, he engaged all varieties of defensive forces as bodyguards of Lord Krishna. If required, Lord Krishna himself was sufficient to defend himself from the attack of others who counted the Lord as their enemy, but still he accepted all the arrangements made by Maharaj Yudhishthir because he could not disobey the king, who was his elder cousin. The Lord plays the part of a subordinate in his transcendental sporting, and thus sometimes he puts himself in the care of Yashoda Mata for his protection in his so-called helplessness of childhood. That is the transcendental lila, or pastime of the Lord. The basic principle for all transcendental exchanges between the Lord and his devotee is exhibited to enjoy a transcendental bliss for which there is no comparison even up to the level of Brahmananda. Om ajnana timarantasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militangena tasmai shri guruve namaha vandeham shri guru shri yata patakamalang shri gurun vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanditam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambhara Sambhode Padam Bhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Surupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhaumak Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatang Suratau Pangur Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohanau Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadhaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srida Govinda Devau Prashtali Bhik Sevyamanau Smarami Sriman Rasara Sarambhi Vangshi Vatatatakstitaha Karshan Venuswanayar Gopir Gopinatak Shriyestunaha Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayaye Tulsidevyaye Priyaye Keshavashyacha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatyaye Namo Namaha Shri Nishringha Jaya Nishringha Jaya Jaya Nishringha Prahladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Matsumo Nasti Papatma Naparadhi Nakashchana Parihare Pilajame King Bruve Purushottama Yuvatinang Yata Yuni Yunang Cha Yuvatao Yata Mano Bhiramite Tadvan Mano Me Ramatang Twayi Bhumaus Kalita Padanang Bhumire Vavalambanam Twayi Jata Paradhanang Tvam Eva Sharanang Prabho Govinda Valabhe Radhe Prarthaye Twamahang Sada Tvadiyam Iti Jana Tu Govindo Mang Twaya Saha Radhe Vrindavanadhishe Karunamrita Vahini Kripayan Nijapadabja Dasyang Mahyang Pradiyatam Vande Nanda Vrajastrinang Padarenum Apikshna Shaha Yasang Harikatod Gitang Punati Bhupanatrayam Namashre Shtang manum api shachi putra matra surupang shri rupang tasyagrajam urupurin maturin goshtavatim radha kundang girivaram mahoradhika madhavasang prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurung tang tosmi adadanas trinang dantair idangyache punak punaha shrimad rupa padam bhoja rajohang shyam Pave Pave Antayam Adrir Abala Haridasya Varyo Yadrama Krishna Charanas Parasha Pramodha Manang Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayor Yat Pani Asu Yavasakandara Kandamulahi Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arveta Gadadhara Shrivasari Gaura Bhaktabrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ajata Shatru Pritanang Gopitaya Madhu Dushaha Parebhya Shankitak Snehat Prayungta Chaturangina Anganim Anganim Maharaj Yudhishthira, although no one's enemy, engaged four divisions of defense, horse, elephant, chariot, and army, to accompany Lord Krishna, the enemy of the Asuras, demons. The Maharaj did this because of the enemy and also out of affection for the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we had two verses today. The first verse just wrapped up. We had completed the prayers last week, the prayers of the lady of the capital, the ladies of the capital, Hastinapur. And then this week, having wrapped up the prayers, the conclusion was that while the ladies were greeting him and talking this way, the Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings, and casting the grace of his glance over them, he departed from the city. Sasmitena Yayao Hari. He was with a smiling face. He left Hastinapur on his way to Dwarka. And then the next verse, which Prabhupada talks about, is describing how Maharaj Yudhishthira arranged for a protective military force to go as bodyguards for Lord Krishna as he went from Hastinapur to Dwarka. Maharaj Yudhishthira was the emperor of the world, having won the Kurukshetra battle and completed the Rajasuya sacrifice with the help of Krishna. So in their pastime of their relationship, Maharaj Yudhishthira was the world emperor and Krishna was the prince of a subordinate state. And also Maharaj Yudhishthira had a family relationship with Krishna because his mother Kunti was Krishna's father's sister. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was older than Krishna, so he was the elder cousin. So Krishna had a subordinate family relationship with Maharaj Yudhishthira. But Krishna, although he's God and Maharaj Yudhishthira is a servant of God, still in their loving relationship, based on these relationships, Krishna was, according to the pastime, in the subordinate position, and Maharaj Yudhishthira was providing service in the form of giving him protection, a protective military force to go with him, because there are, even though Krishna is the well-wisher and friend of everyone, there are those who are envious of Krishna and who might attack him. And even though Krishna, being the personality of Godhead, is completely capable of defending himself against any enemy, nevertheless he accepts service in this loving relationship by accepting, allowing Maharaj Yudhishthira to show his largesse in providing a military force to go with Krishna, to accompany Krishna for his ostensible protection. And that is the nature of transcendental lila.
We were talking earlier today about the pastime of Radha Damodar and how Mother Yashoda and Lord Damodar and how Damodar agrees to be bound by the affection and the love of his mother. And Prabhupada refers to that in this purport, that Krishna puts himself in the care of Yashoda Mata for his protection and his so-called helplessness of childhood. That is the transcendental leela or pastime of the Lord. Leela should be properly understood. These are all pleasurable pastimes. The Mayavadis, trying to explain why, because their philosophy is that the absolute truth is undifferentiated and simply static, non-dual, all-pervading, impersonal. So then they have to explain, well, why are there varieties in the world? And they say also that we are that Brahman, we are that absolute truth, we are therefore the supreme absolute, according to them. Of course, we are Brahman, but we are a small part, and our nature is to be servants of the supreme Brahman. They don't do the poor fund of knowledge, they don't know that. So they, when they say, well, then why are you taking birth in this world and struggling and going through so many difficulties and pain and misery and mental anguish and all these things? They say, oh, that is my leela. I am God, but in order to enjoy leela, I've accepted this role as a conditioned soul in samsara. And that's not leela. That's not, Prabhupada points that out, that that's not what leela is. Leela is the divine play of the Lord, and leela is all pleasant. It's all blissful. It's not full of dread. And well, there's a kind of spiritual rasa called dread. The emotions, the spiritual emotions, are the real original emotions, and the emotions of fear and anxiety and anger and all these other emotions that we experience in our conditional state are reflections, contaminated reflections of those original pure emotions. But Prabhupada points out that our struggling as conditioned jivas is not leela. It's never described in the scriptures as leela. It's only described by unscrupulous commentators who are trying to twist the explanations of scripture, screw them into the improper, you know, incorrect philosophy that we are the absolute supreme person. If we were the supreme person, there wouldn't be anything superior to us, and we couldn't be forced to get old, forced to die, forced to lose our money, forced to have problems within our families, and all the other things that we suffer from that are beyond our control. Krishna's not like that. He's actually controlling everything. But for the purposes of increasing the bliss of the relationships between him and his devotees and managing the emotional, spiritual, blissful interactions, he sometimes accepts the position subordinate to Yoga Maya, where he feels helpless that he can't return to Vrindavan because he expresses that helplessness, that I can't return to Vrindavan because I still have to protect Vrindavan from some demons that, you know, if I were there, then it would endanger the people of Vrindavan, and therefore I have to stay in Dwarka to deflect the demons away from my most, so they won't know where my most beloved devotees are really the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And he appears to be separated. How could Krishna be separated from his devotees, his beloved devotees, especially the gopis in Vrindavan? There's no force, there's no power stronger than him that could force him to be separated. But yet, in order to increase their love for him in a certain way, under the influence of Yoga Maya, he makes it appear that he is forcibly separated by the actions of providence and time, as if he were subordinate to some other God, even though he's the original God. This is the way of leela. And similarly, he really comes under the control of devotees that have pure love for him and are free from the mood of appreciating his opulence and majesty as the Supreme Lord. But they love him in an intimate way, thinking him just their most beautiful child, their most beautiful friend, the most attractive lover of Vrindavan. In this way, forgetting his supremacy as the controller of everything, they come under the spell of this loving relationship in which they desire to control him out of love, for purposes of, not for exploitation, but they desire to control him for purposes of serving him better. And he enjoys that in an unlimited way, much more Then he enjoys the subservient devotion of people who are keeping his rules very carefully and following his orders all the time. He likes to be chastised. He likes to be treated intimately. And there's a very blissful exchange of rasa, Hare Krishna, that comes in that way. I didn't bring my watch and I can't see very well. 9:45. So we have some time for discussion. Not a lot of people here today. It's a nice verse, nice to think about how Krishna, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam is this great scripture that shows how Krishna and his pure devotees are interacting in their transcendental lila. To understand the absolute truth in his feature, just as Brahman is incomplete understanding. And Srimad Bhagavatam gives this much more full understanding of absolute truth in its feature, both as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and how the feature as Bhagavan is so full of variety and pastimes and qualities, transcendental qualities, and then establishes how that's so by showing Krishna's loving relationships with all these different great devotees like Maharaj Yudhishthir and the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur and Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj and Lord Shiva and Narada Muni and all the different characters in Srimad Bhagavatam and the residents of Vrindavan and the residents of Dwarka and Mathura and the demigods, the demons, and how he relates with all these different personalities, but how the pure devotional service enables certain great souls to have a special relationship, a transcendental relationship with him, and transcendental pastimes or lila like that. So, questions and comments. I know I'll read the two verses and the purport over again. While the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur were greeting him and talking in this way, this text 31. What page in that book? While the ladies of the capital of Hastinapur were greeting him and talking in this way, the Lord, smiling, accepted their good greetings, and casting the grace of his glance over them, he departed from the city. Maharaj Yudhishthir, although no one's enemy, engaged four divisions of defense, horse, elephant, chariot, and army, to accompany Lord Krishna, the enemy of the Asuras, demons. The Maharaj did this because of the enemy and also out of affection for the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, natural defensive measures are horses and elephants combined with chariots and men. Horses and elephants are trained to move to any part of the hills or forests and plains. The charioteers could fight with many horses and elephants by the strength of powerful arrows, even up to the standard of the Brahmastra, similar to modern atomic weapons. Maharaj Yudhishthir knew well that Krishna is everyone's friend and well-wisher. And yet, there were Asuras who were by nature envious of the Lord. So out of fear of attack from others and out of affection also, he engaged all varieties of defensive forces as bodyguards of Lord Krishna. If required, Lord Krishna himself was sufficient to defend himself from the attack of others who counted the Lord as their enemy. But still he accepted all the arrangements made by Maharaj Yudhishthir because he could not disobey the king who was his elder cousin. The Lord plays the part of a subordinate in his transcendental sporting, and thus sometimes he puts himself in the care of Yashoda Mata for his protection in his so-called helplessness of childhood. That is the transcendental lila, or the pastime of the Lord. The basic principle for all transcendental exchanges between the Lord and his devotees is exhibited to enjoy a transcendental bliss for which there is no comparison even up to the level of Brahmananda. So any discussion?
I kind of got reminded recently, about 2 months ago, I made a trip to China. Then I went to see the Great Wall. And when we went up there and climbed, the guides were giving a history. And they said, look down on the other side. He said, this wall was built to protect the country from attack by the Mongols. And when he looked on the other side, it was like a deep crater type of thing with trees growing and everything, like a valley. And you would wonder, how would Mongols attack from there? It's not even a flat land. It is all steep and everything. And so we asked the guide, and they said they used horses and all kinds of other means to come up the hill to attack. So I was kind of reminded about these horses and elephants, that they can climb, they can, under the most unexpected and difficult type of terrain where men couldn't do or fight, can come to aid, to defense, to, you know, help the warriors do it. So I was just reminded about that.
And the Mongols under Genghis Khan, Mongols had perfected the art of actually, like shooting arrows while riding on horseback. They could control their horses with their legs and their weight, body weight, and they could keep shooting more and more arrows just by riding on the horses. Of course, in the Vedic time, they also had chariots, so the soldiers would be riding on the chariots and shooting arrows while another person was driving them, sort of like you think of modern tanks and things like that. This was, a kind of cavalry where they had some armor on the chariot, some protection, and they could do that. So they have these four divisions. They have an infantry, chariots, a cavalry with people just on horseback, and elephants. Elephants are like also sort of like tanks. They're sort of very big, and they can step over, step on infantrymen, and they're very high up. The person riding on the top of the elephant is very high up and stuff. So the warfare changes, but the basic ideas are the same. They have different equipment, but they have like air cavalry now with these helicopters that are specially fitted with rockets and these super super fast machine guns that have very big caliber stuff, and I forget at the moment what you call some of the different helicopters, but how they can just come over a hill and they're very mobile and they can do all this stuff. But Krishna's he's the force behind all of these things, and that in Yoga Maya lets us think, oh, Krishna may be in danger. Someone is able to attack him with this kind of weapon or that kind of weapon, without knowing that where did they even get the ability to create such a weapon? It all comes from Krishna, and at any moment he's completely in control of all the weapons and everything. But for the purpose of accepting this kind of service, acts as if he needs the assistance of Maharaj Yudhishthira to protect him from the envious demons.
I think it's a wonderful thing that we now have evidence in Srimad Bhagavatam of the same kind of mood that we were seeing about in the Damodara Ashtakam today. Having Srila Prabhupada's purport, even naming her as such, is really great. And
Mother Yashoda.
Yeah. And having just the different examples of how Krishna is greater than, the strength of atomic weapons, and yet his mother can catch him and tie him up when he wants her to, when she forgets that he's, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that they're in that kind of leela, that they have that loving exchange, that he'll allow her to do that, even though he's greater than, in our minds, the greatest power that, you can destroy something with, atomic weapons. And
because of her affection, because of her pure,
right,
devotional service, that's the strongest thing. Love is the strongest. What's the strongest of all things, And you could say, well, atomic weapons are really strong. No, there's people can make fortresses out of very thick and lead and bury it under the ground, and atomic weapons can't penetrate that, so that's stronger. We can think of all these strongest things. The strongest thing of all is pure love, because that can control the person who controls all of these things.
More powerful than power, because often people who are in positions of power, they try to give directives or orders to others, and many a time people don't receive them well, because it's like, oh, this is the authority talking and he's ordering me. But with love, it's the other side of the coin, that even an authority will yield to you when you talk in that way with a loving exchange, where they become your subordinate to carry out the task.
Prabhupada, I forget the name of the photographer. There was one photographer who went around with Kennedy's, they were good at controlling their PR and stuff like that. And, Jackie herself was feeling a little put upon by being the first lady and having been in the limelight and stuff. But they had one sort of family photographer that would come around and they captured some moments of the kids playing in the Oval Office. And Prabhupada would mention that John F. Kennedy, leader of the free world and, facing down the Russians in the Cuban Missile Crisis and stuff. And here he was with playing horsey and walking on his all fours, and his little child is sitting on his back, And so this is the idea also with Krishna, that, really he's in charge of everything, but because of affection, he acts as the horse of someone, or the child of someone, or the, subordinate. And
the purport ends with the word Brahmananda. I've heard that before. Can you say what exactly it implies?
There's different states of consciousness, sleeping, dreaming, there's deep sleep and there's dreaming and there's waking consciousness. And even in our waking consciousness, we're not really in the conditioned state. We're not really experiencing bliss. There's anxiety within our consciousness. It's mixed with fear of death and fear of losing things that we need. And, you know, we're always in anxiety and conditioned life. And those, even impersonalist yogis who realize the sameness, the equanimity of, you know, the all-pervading absolute truth, which is non-dual, and their identity with that non-dual absolute truth, they become immediately free from the anxieties of identifying with the material body. We were talking earlier in those verses, those important verses from, I believe, the seventh chapter. Anartho pasamang shakshat. Well, let's read the previous verse. Yaya samohito jiva atmanang trigunatmakam paropi manute nartam tatkritang chapi padyate. 175. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries. Anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre satvata sanghitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service, but the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth. So the point is I'm making here is that material miseries are actually superfluous to the living entity, and it's only because of our false identification with our material bodies, minds, etc., that we're thinking of ourselves as material products, that we're experiencing this material misery. And when we cease that identification by becoming enlightened in Brahman realization, then we experience great bliss, ananda. Sometimes we say it's not really ananda, because compared to the bliss of the active relationship in devotional service, the bliss of simply identifying with the transcendence is considered very small and very meager and paltry. And the devotees never accept that. In the Nectar of Devotion, there's five kinds of liberation mentioned. It's said that there are five kinds of liberation. There's the liberation of merging with the absolute truth, known as Sadyujya Mukti. And then there's Samipya, Sharshti, Sarupya, Salokya, and, that's five. So Salokya is living on the same planet. Sharshti is having the same opulences as the Lord. Salokya is living on the planet as the Lord. Sharshti is having the same opulences. Sarupya is having the same kind of bodily features. And Samipya is being in his personal association. And Sayujya is becoming identical with his impersonal feature. And of those five kinds, Sayujya is never accepted by devotees. It's considered like a spiritual suicide. Even though that Brahmananda is there, that Brahmananda is considered, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, there's no comparison to that transcendental bliss of transcendental exchanges of loving devotional service. And he says there's no comparison even up to the level of Brahmananda. So even the Brahmananda, which is experienced by those who experience the liberation of Sayujya, is not desirable by devotees, for that extinguishes the opportunity for them to serve Krishna, and it's actually very poor in its content of bliss compared to small content of bliss compared to the bliss of devotional service. So that's something about Brahmananda. Sometimes we say that it's the it's more akin to the cessation of pain rather than the experience of positive bliss, the positive spiritual bliss. So it's 10 o'clock. Should we end early and go on to Guru Puja, or does anyone have any more discussion? I know 10 o'clock is actually the time for Guru Puja, but traditionally we go over and wait till 10:15 or 10:20. Today there will be Mridanga lesson, and Dharmesh is coming to give the Mridanga lesson today. I guess that sounds 11. So after Prashad. And what else? I'm going to India on Friday, and... No, we need to get someone to cover Saturday. It would be nice if we could tell Vaish that we've already arranged, and so that he doesn't have to worry about it, that so-and-so will be doing the class on Saturday. Okay, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.